here's a story from The World.
Out of the gate today, newly minted President Joe Biden is proposing a raft of immigration measures that start to undo what Donald Trump did over the past 4 years. One highlight of Biden's immigration plan concerns DACA, Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. As you know, DACA has helped hundreds of thousands of undocumented immigrants. Biden's plan opens up a path for them and many others to citizenship. Juan Escalante is a campaigns manager at Forward.us, an immigration advocacy group based in Washington. Juan himself is a DACA recipient. So let's start with DACA, Juan. I'm wondering if it's your hope that you're standing the U.S. and that of many others. Is it going to move? I mean, do you see this as moving from something temporary to something permanent now?
Part of the notion and the education that we have had to do over the past 4 years is this idea that the program was permanent, right? My hope here is that the Biden administration recognizes the vulnerability of this program and not just signs an executive order, but rather pushes legislation at every corner and avenue that they're able to ensure that this program is codified into law and that the protections that allow us to work, drive, and be productive members of this country and society continue to remain in place while granting us a pathway towards citizenship.
So is what Biden is proposing, would it cover your parents who are undocumented? And is that part of the kind of incomplete picture for you?
I think when you drill down specifically, yes, my parents would be in that specific category. But I would also essentially, I'm a Venezuelan national. I arrived from Caracas, Venezuela when I was 11 years old with my family. And just last night, we saw that the president of the United States at the time, Donald Trump, issued an order creating a type of deferred enforcement departure for Venezuelans currently in the United States.
And what does that mean exactly?
This program would essentially provide some type of relief in 18-month increments for my parents specifically and for Venezuelans currently in the United States as of today.
That was proposed by Trump yesterday?
That is correct. At 11th hour, we see that the president, after demonizing immigrants, kind of had a change of heart and essentially issued this executive order at the 11th hour. And it's yet to be seen what the impact holistically will do.
What else stands out for you, Juan, in Biden's plans to overhaul immigration?
I think one of the biggest one has been essentially the disintegration or undoing of the migration policy protocols that essentially trap people in Mexico awaiting claims to asylum. We're also seeing willingness to revive the entirety of the asylum and refugee program, something that the Donald Trump administration undid as much as they possibly could. It's the willingness of the Biden administration to show that they're not just using it as a talking point to try to show good grace and goodwill to some of the voters who worked really hard in Florida, Georgia, and in other states to combat a lot of the anti-immigrant sentiment that we saw from this past administration, rather.
So to the practical side of getting this immigration legislation passed, Juan, Democrats narrowly control both chambers of Congress. Mr. Biden obviously is going to need bipartisan cooperation on this, especially in the Senate. So what about pushback from powerful players in Congress? What are you hearing?
My suspicion here as of today is that should this bill become a no-go, that the administration will try to work with Congress to find other avenues to try to put as much of those pieces of this major proposal in other vehicles to push towards reform. Obviously, the Senate continues to be a challenge. And I know that I've said this in years past, but after seeing what has happened and the cruelty and horror unleashed by the Trump administration, there shouldn't be anything but urgency to try to tackle this issue as broadly as possible, as soon as we can, through Congress or through executive action.
Juan Escalante, campaigns manager at Forward.us, an immigration advocacy group based in Washington. Thank you for speaking with us today, Juan.
Thank you for having me.
From PRX.